Experience business to the power of 5G on Newstalk ZB.
6:24, Sam Treatherway, Milford Asset Management. Sam, hello.
Evening, Heather.
Hey, Sam, we've had a couple of local companies report financial results and hold AGMs in the past few weeks. Run us through what you think here.
Yeah, it has been a busy patch for the local markets, the final rush into Christmas, and generally all of our larger companies have delivered or exceeded market expectations. So last week we had Retirement and Village developer Ryman Healthcare print a pretty solid set of numbers, and then management there talked optimistically about the upcoming 6 months on an improving housing market. A2 Milk delivered a strong update at its AGM last week, and the stock is now up around 20% since that AGM. And elsewhere we've had Fisher & Paykel report today, and the Fletcher Building AGM tomorrow as well.
Okay, let's look at the Fisher & Paykel Healthcare result. How did they perform compared to the market expectations?
Look, it was another strong result, as the market expected for Fisher & Paykel. It has been one of the top-performing stocks this year, and today reported profit up 24% versus the same period last year, so a pretty impressive effort for a company of its size. What Fisher & Paykel does have is world-class technology within their hospital product portfolio, and it is delivering very, very strong growth for the company, so that's predominantly the sale of masks into intensive care units across the US and Europe. That was very strong. Perhaps the one weaker part of the result was the division that sells masks to treat obstructive sleep apnea, and that was down 1% versus the prior year. So for now, the market is still very, very satisfied with their performance, driven by those by the hospital product portfolio.
Sam, do you see anything in the horizon that could potentially slow the growth of the company? I mean, should they be worried about things like the trade war?
The trade war hasn't been a material issue for them. Their sleep apnea business is clearly under pressure from competition, but their hospital division is clearly streets ahead of competitors. Management outlined today how big a market opportunity they have in terms of pushing further into the hospital with their product, and the market itself is very underpenetrated. In the past, they have had issues with the currency, being a big exporter in the New Zealand dollar, hurting them there, or litigation battles to fight, so hiccups can occur, but at this stage, the underlying operating momentum in the business is very strong.
Okay, let's turn to Fletcher Building. We've got the annual meeting tomorrow. What are you expecting?
Yeah, so this is probably one of the more closely watched annual meetings locally by a long way. I expect Fletcher Building to indicate that they are still finding it pretty tough in Australia. A number of their businesses there are exposed to the later stages of the housing cycle, and we've seen some signs of weakness recently from listed companies there. In New Zealand, clearly the recovering housing market may be giving their residential business a bit of a boost, but I think the big challenge for them locally is the declining infrastructure pipeline. So there's been a lot of big projects on around the country lately, and those aren't at this stage being replaced in any material fashion. So I think the market is reasonably wary about what they may say tomorrow and wouldn't be expecting anything too positive at this stage.
Sam, thank you very much. Sam Treatherway, Milford Asset Management.
This is News Talk.